Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
The band formed back in Sweden in 2007. When did you first start making approaches to a record label, Eric? Did the process of wider acceptance take longer than you thought possible? I know you were signed to a label called Stormvox in the early days.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, it ran pretty smoothly for us with the entire record, getting a record deal. It was more like they contacted us and wanted us, you know, more than we trying to hunt down record deals. So we were, I guess, fortunate to find a label who wanted to record our music and release our music. And you hear bands going for, of course, we've been in other bands as well and hunting, you know, record companies and running around the streets of Stockholm with our demo tape and trying to get promo gigs and such. But, you know, for Heat, it was rather a smooth process.
Well, that's interesting to hear. I mean, do you think that even in this age of, you know, downloads, everything's very immediate, isn't it? People want the music and social media and what have you. Do you think it's still true that a band has to build, you know, a following over an extended period, not least with the touring, which you've done since the round about 2007? Do you think you've still got to work hard at that? It's what we might term the grassroots following, really.
Yeah, it is. And I think I do believe in, you know, building a fan base and a reputation slowly. I think we've learned from, you know, us taking part in the Eurovision contest in Sweden and Eric being on Idol. We learned that, you know, sure, overnight success is good for a certain period of time, but then you go back to where you were before and have to work even harder. So I'm a strong believer in just taking it fairly slow and try to build a fan base and just play a lot of shows everywhere and don't rush into fame, you know. We want to build it slowly, and I think that's those bands really stick around for a long time, the ones who take it slow and don't stress into fame.
I think what you're saying is you can't just expect things to happen via, you know, directly from Facebook. You've got to get out there gigging, haven't you, really?
Oh, yeah. Facebook is a great way to keep, you know, contact with fans and to speak to people, but people still want to hear you live, and you got to create a buzz around yourself being a good live band nowadays.
And, of course, it helps the band tremendously, doesn't it, when you get that experience on the road?
Definitely.
Now, as you know, Eric, we're great lovers here in the UK of melodic rock, and there's no end of bands coming out of Sweden. So you're really hitting a sort of a deep vein of interest here in the UK, as you well know, because we'll come on to talk about Firefest, but you've already played that festival previously. That, if nothing else, that must have awakened you to the fact that there was a hardcore following here in this country. Now, is there a big market for your type of music at home?
I would say not so much. It's a lot better in the UK and other countries in Europe. And, you know, South America as well seems to be. We've never been there and played, but people seem to love, like, melodic rock over there as well. So I don't know why we play this style of music when it's not that popular in our home country, you know. But we're blessed that people like it in the UK and the rest of Europe, you know, so we can go there and play. That came as, I had no idea how this kind of music, you know, is how people respond to that in the world, but seems to be people liking it almost all over the world.
Yes. So I suppose inevitably bands in Sweden, Scandinavia, you know, in general, look to other markets, not least Europe and the States. It's a natural thing, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, was there any one event that's helped the band in the early days? I'm, you know, we're not talking, it's only barely 5 years ago, really, that you started out, but was there one breakthrough gig or event that you think might have helped the band?
I think when we got, you know, we got the chance to play with Toto here in Sweden, and opening for them, I think, was to get people, you know, create a buzz about the band, you know, because Toto is a very well-known band within certain areas, you know, and who are these guys getting to open for Toto? And I don't think we didn't even have a record out, you know, we were just almost a demo band, and we had only existed for 6 months or something, and we got the chance to play with Toto, so I think that really helped us, and people talked about it on the internet, and our music spread by that.
Now, of course, in the UK, Eric, Europe have very much entrenched themselves in the last few years. We've taken them back into our hearts, as it were, as a band. Would you say that they provide something of a benchmark for Swedish melodic rock?
Definitely. I think they set the standard on how to sound and how to be a good live band and a good, you know, act to see live. So definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I was chatting actually to Joey Tempest last year, and he told me that the band had fought hard for acceptance in the Swedish market after they came back and reformed, you know, about 10 or so years ago. And one of the things I mentioned to him was they never seemed to have broken the US market. I mean, more recently, I don't mean in the original days.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you regard this as a challenge yourselves, as Heat? Because surely that's a market you want to be in.
Oh, definitely. But we just hear people say it's an impossible market to break. But we're actually going there for the first time now in October, playing in Chicago at the Melodic Rock Fest. So, you know, I think the same thing there. You just have to go there and play a few shows, and hopefully people will start talking about it, and you slowly just build a fan base. Because, you know, it's one of those countries, if it happens, it happens. It's hard to have a big plan for the US to break, you know. So if it happens, it happens, I think.
Yes, maybe it's better done, as you sort of suggest there, organically rather than manipulation, really.
Yeah, exactly. Just go there and play and hopefully build a fan base.
Yes. Well, you can only keep producing these great albums, Eric, can't you?
Yeah.
But that's the key thing, really.
Yeah.
Now, back to the UK. What have been your experiences playing here? You've toured. You've also played Hard Rock Hell, and you're returning to Firefest this October. You've already played that. In fact, you played it last year.
Yeah.
And also back in 2010. So you've obviously got some great memories in recent times.
Definitely, UK has been one of our best markets for sure, and you know, we played great festivals like the Hard Rock Hell and of course Firefest, which I think we play there 4 times, and this is going to be our 5th. So we're like a real household name there on Firefest, and you know, we had great tours as well, and people just show up to our gigs here in the UK. We had a good tour last year in April. We played like Nottingham and Nuneaton and London. We had a great London show here in April last year. So it's a great market, and people come to rock out, and I love that. You know, in Sweden, people are more like, I don't know, they don't go to shows that much unless it's their favorite band playing. Maybe they can, you know, think about going. But here it's like people just go out to rock out anyhow, so it's a great market.
Yes, and we should say to listeners that the Firefest appearance in October, you are headlining on the Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the last of that event, isn't it, this year?
It is. Yeah. So it's going to be very, very special and emotional.
Yes,
I think, you know?
Yes, that's right, exactly. I mean, we should say to listeners, they're all strong tracks. There's no filler on this album, is there?
I don't think so, no. That's, you know, the problem, if you can say that, with our records. It's that, you know, we need more fillers, I guess. So, yeah, it's all hit songs, you know.
Yes, and very accessible for non-fans, and I think the Heat fans are going to really love this album. And we'll say thank you very much indeed, Eric Rivers from Heat, for your time today.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And best of luck with all your future projects.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.